East Texas Business Today welcomes Casey Freddy. He's the owner of Visiting Angels of East Texas. Hello, Casey.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great to have you with us. We're going to talk about some of the red flags, some of the signs that people realize it's time to call Visiting Angels for help.
You can break it up into two categories, really. There's small things, small signs. These can be things like telling a story and forgetting that you told that story and telling it again. Maybe you go to the grocery store, you forget to buy the eggs, or maybe you call somebody and you forget the reason that you called them. These are common things that happen to everyone with age. It's not necessarily a huge deal if you see these signs, but it might be a sign that someone's lonely and they might need some companion care, and we're happy to provide that. But on the other hand, there's also the big issues. These are things that can become a safety hazard to themselves or to other people. Things like driving and forgetting where you're going, or forgetting where you parked your car, or heaven forbid you're driving home and you forget where you live. It actually happens. We hear about people doing that. Another sign is cooking breakfast, taking the food off the stove, and then you leave your stove on for a full day. Another common occurrence is getting up to use the restroom in the middle of the night and you have a fall. Maybe it's not a big fall where you were hurt, but if you're starting to have these falls, eventually you're going to have a big fall and break a hip or break a leg. So these are signs that it's unsafe to be left alone all day. That's when it's a good idea to give us a call. We can really help prevent some of these catastrophic events from occurring. One thing that I really like telling people when I talk to son or daughter when they call is that it's going to hurt a lot less to have help in the house and to pay visiting angels or pay help to come in and prevent these kind of disasters as it is than to have a major fall and break a hip, because then you're looking at 4 months of rehab, and after that, you have a pretty high risk of hospital readmission of another occurrence happening. So we can come in and really help to prevent some of these issues.
Kind of like insurance.
It is kind of like insurance. Something that everyone's going to deal with is taking away the keys from mom or dad. We can provide that transportation. We can take them to doctor's appointments. We can take them to run errands. We can go to the grocery store and make sure that they're getting around town safely. Another common thing that we do is to provide overnight care. So if mom or dad is getting up a lot at night to use the restroom, then we can have a caregiver there to stand beside mom or dad and help them safely into the restroom and make sure that they're not having these falls. I can't tell you how many times we get a call where the son or daughter will call Visiting Angels and say, "Mom fell at 4 a.m. last night. I came over at 5 p.m. to check on her, and she was still on the floor beside the bed. She just felt too guilty to call me or to call anyone to come help her." And that's tragic. That particular case, maybe they are lucky that they didn't break something, but that's not always going to be the case.
So when you start to see these signs in the family, what's the process with Visiting Angels?
Call our office or go to visitingangels.com and fill out the questionnaire. In a lot of ways, it's an old-fashioned process. You're going to talk to one of our managers. They're all trained on the right questions to ask. We want to know how it's affecting the patient's life, and we want to know how it's affecting the responsible party's life. Then we want to go in the home, and we want to provide an in-home assessment. What we're looking for is a way to create a custom care plan specific to your needs. Every situation is going to be different. You may only need 1 or 2 hours of care a week, and you may need full amount of care. We want to create a partnership where Visiting Angels is with your family for the long haul. So we're not going to recommend 24 hours of care when you only need 2 hours of care a week to run errands. Our ultimate goal is to provide a situation where you're getting the proper, safe amount of care in the home.
What's the best way to reach Visiting Angels, Casey?
You can call our office at 903-581-5122 or get online at visitingangels.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on East Texas Business Today.
Thank you.